1986 are played on the radio, or when toddlers sport the team's kit from the mid-1980s. That kit is a seriously expensive piece of memorabilia from an era that also produced ultra-quotable dialogue from the TV commentator Sven Gers and unlikely tributes from obsessive fans overseas. Danish Dynamite is also the name of an award-winning beer made by Stonehenge Ales in Salisbury, Wiltshire. And, in 2010, the Danish Embassy in Tokyo arranged for a Japanese pop group to film their own version of Recept 10, Denmark's song from the 1986 World Cup. The team were even special guests at a wedding in another country in 2012. On the 10th of May, Mr. Dave Bignall and Ms. Claire Whitehead were married at St. Ninian's Church in Douglas on the Isle of Man. The 12 tables at the reception were named after the Denmark team that played Uruguay in the 1986 World Cup. Rasmussen, Busk, Olsen, Nilsson, Andersen, Amundsen, Berggren, Bertelsen, Lerby, Laudrup, and Elkjær. The starting 11 was accompanied by the coach, Seb Piontek, who naturally took the grandparents' table. Michael Laudrup was chosen for the top table, with Preben Elkjær and Søren Lerby proving especially popular among those who had been told of their character and on-field exploits. "The team have been a constant reference point in my life," says Dave Bignall. He is certainly not alone in that. Chapter 2. For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. The introduction of football in Denmark was half a beat behind the trailblazers in the north of England. It was led by Copenhagen's Boldklub, or KB, the oldest football club in continental Europe, in 1879. The first football match in Denmark was played in 1883, and 6 years later, Danske Boldspillerunion, the Danish Football Association, or DBU, was formed. It set up the national championship and provided organisation to a sport whose popularity had been spreading among English immigrants and in boarding schools. The DBU was in on the ground floor as one of the 7 founder members of FIFA in 1904. The Danes were handy on the pitch too. An unofficial Danish national team won gold at the 1906 Intercalated Games, held to mark the 10-year anniversary of the original Olympics in Athens. After sweeping into a 9-0 lead at half-time in the final, Denmark were crowned champions when their Greek opponents refused to come out for further punishment in the second half. Two of the early stars of Danish football were Niels and Harald Boer, siblings who achieved fame in Denmark and beyond as a kind of scholarly version of the Neville brothers in the early 20th century. Both played for Akademisk Boldklub, just north of Copenhagen. Niels was a useful goalkeeper who never ascended to the national side. If you're going to overcompensate for not being an international footballer, you might as well go big. He went on to win the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1922, worked on the Manhattan Project during the Second World War, founded CERN, where the Internet was invented, was the first recipient of the Atoms for Peace Award, and has an element in the periodic table, barium, named in his honour. His younger brother Harald did make it as a Danish international, and was also a mathematician of some repute. Rare indeed is the man who can dovetail an international football career with pioneering work in the study of almost periodic functions. He also had a theorem named after him. Harald missed the chance to play in Denmark's unofficial triumph in 1906 as he was helping Niels defend his doctoral thesis, but did play a starring role in Denmark's first official international matches at the London Olympics in 1908. They claimed a silver medal and an